You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to this morning's breakfast show. Here on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be keeping you company from now, which is just about a minute after 7 o'clock, right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Let's start off, shall we, as we like to do, and see if we've got anybody today that's of interest and having a birthday. Or would have done on the 22nd of November. Wednesday, WTW, boys and girls. Right, Thomas Cook. Now, this name you might know. 1808, he was an English businessman. Now, he founded the travel agency that is now the Thomas Cook Group. Another one here, because that was a little short one, wasn't it? Willie Post. 1898, he was born. He was a famed American aviator during the period known as the Golden Age of Aviation. The first pilot to fly solo around the world, also known for his work in high-altitude flying. And he helped develop one of the first pressure suits and discovered the jet stream. Busy man.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Here's the boy who's been stood up on his first day.
trip to the railway station, starting us off this morning. That's the Criers and Liverpool Street Station. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. No Andreas this morning, because he's got a business meeting, which of course is very important. And so he won't be able to make it, which is a shame. We'll take a rummage around. I've not even been watching anything on Netflix or anything like that recently. So, completely out of it this morning, aren't we? Right, and what we will do, it's all, plenty of music going right through till 10 o'clock. And we will be checking in with Ingrid. We'll be checking in with Yasmin. A couple of people, hopefully, with a bit of luck, born on this day in the world of music. But for now, it's the Cranberries.
Thank you.
called When You're Gone. I like it's a doo-dee-bop, doo-wop song. Right, the Cranberries, and of course they are banned from Ireland, and it was the third single that was off of the third studio album, To the Faithful Departed. The music video that was directed by Karen Bellone and was released at the end of 1996. First played during the North American leg of the No Need to Argue tour in late 1994. I assume that's a music tour and not just a tour about arguing. That would be very popular, wouldn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show, I tell you what, we're just a minute away from the shower song time, but we're going to start it now because I can do it. So much power. Right, let me see. What are we going to have in the shower for you this morning? Ah, how about Puma from the Gibson Brothers. It's always a good one, isn't it? Yes, the Gibson Brothers and Cuba. And it is 18 after 7 and out. of the shower. It is a sunny morning. Mind you, we've had a fair bit of rain, haven't we? That one the day before yesterday is still causing problems in some buildings. I know the building where my good lady works, they had big problem, electricity problems after that storm with water getting into everything. It was a downpour. I haven't heard anything, I don't know if you have, as to whether or not we're having any success in filling up the lakes out there. That's very important because that's the future of what is going to happen here with regards to the canal, of course. And don't forget our own drinking water. It's a major problem, but everybody seems to be very quiet about it, really. A little bit of swing for you from Imelda May. Smothering Me. Getting Smothered is Imelda May. What a great song that is. Let's say quickly a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She's joined us this morning. Paul Dixon over there in the UK. He's with us this morning. He's off to an appointment. Tell you more about that in a minute. Good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, he's with us. He says good morning to Jerry D, Yasmin and listeners. It's a beautiful morning. By the Rascals, please. Yeah, we can do that. Here we go, Christopher.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. Just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
Stay inside.
If the weather's fine and you've got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
Either way.
sunshine caresses each new waking hour.
It's a beautiful morning indeed it is, and that's the Rascals. 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And as I said, Paul over there in the United Kingdom, Paul Dixon, say, dropped us a little line this morning. He says, good morning, Jerry. Trust you're well. Oh, it's not today, it's tomorrow. He's going into a hospital. He's going in for his second cataract operation. Oh, one done already, one down, one to go. Have to be there at 7:30 in the morning. And if it's anything like last time, that's about 5 to 6 hours, mostly waiting for the op or recovering. Oh, good grief, that's miserable, isn't it? Anyway, we are going to keep our fingers crossed for you. So you may not be listening to us tomorrow because you're going to be busy. But of course, needless to say, there's only one piece of music I can play for you. Let's hope this applies to you in a couple of days' time. You can see clearly. This is the Jimmy Cliff version.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a
go again. So Jimmy Cliff and I Can See Clearly Now. And that's for you then, Paul, and we'll be keeping our fingers crossed for you for tomorrow. Don't worry about that. I'm sure it'll all be fine. Let's say a very good morning to Christina Ordenes. Good morning to you, Christina. She's a teacher at the Balboa Academy and she listens every morning on the way to school. Thank you so much. It's nice to know you're out there, by the way. If you are out there and you listen, do let us know. You can do that on Instagram and Facebook or whatever, because Yasmin keeps a watch on that. Me, I just have the WhatsApp here right in front of me. Bing! Things pop up on the screen. And at the number 677 01 882 677 1882. Always lovely to hear from you. Like I said, it's always nice to know that you're out there, not sitting here on the road. Now, let me see. Ah, it is that time on the programme. We'll take a quick break and then we'll look at some of the international news for this Wednesday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. You heard more about that yesterday. If you were listening to the programme, we had Donna and Andrea in here. And don't forget, it's quite simple. Just drop a little line to tickets@BritishBallPanama.com. tickets@BritishBallPanama.com, and they'll get back and give you all the help you need to get those tickets. It's going to be a fun night. It always is. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinvierto.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe the night of life so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun. Your every wish will be done. They tell me,
show me the meaning of being lonely.
The Backstreet Boys and show me the meaning of being lovely, lonely, lovely. I was thinking of me being lonely. That was preceded by the Pet Shop Boys. We started with a track this morning all about Liverpool Street Station, and that one from the Pet Shop Boys was about King's Cross Station. And there are a couple of tracks actually that Paul over there in London got for us a little while ago when we were looking at music about some obscure things, and he came up with quite a few tracks of music about, believe it or not, London stations. Time on the Breakfast Show, 10 minutes, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3. And looking at people with birthdays, say Billie Jean King, remember her? She was born in 1943, a former professional tennis player from the United States. She won 12 Grand Slam singles titles, 16 Grand Slam women's doubles titles, and 11 Grand Slam mixed doubles doubles titles. Why do they call them Grand Slam? Aha, something else for me to look up. Great song still is, I was going to say was, it still is a great song. Doobie Brothers and Long Train Running. 1973 is when that was released. Oh, great song. And by the way, of course, that, that guitar strumming that propels the song along. And also, there's some great, there is a great harmonica solo in there as well. All performed by Tom Johnson, who, by the way, was also doing the lead vocals on that. Now, I was mentioning what is, we all hear it and we take it for granted, Grand Slam, when we're referring to tennis. It's the achievement of winning all four major championships in one discipline in a calendar year. In doubles, a team may accomplish the Grand Slam playing together, or a player may achieve it with different partners. Hey, we'll have none of that on this program. Winning all four major championships consecutively, but not within the same calendar year, is referred to as a non-calendar year Grand Slam. Now, that's original. While winning the four majors at any point during the course of a career is known as a career Grand Slam. Now, it's not complicated at all, really, is it? Me? Firstly, I prefer ping pong to tennis. Like ping pong, so does Enrique Iglesias.
Do you know what it feels like? Loving someone, the thin rush to throw you away.
Sort of play the triangle along with that, couldn't I really? Enrique Iglesias, Do You Know? The ping pong song. Oh, there you go. That was released in 2007. It was the first single off of his 8th studio album called Insomniac, and takes the latter part of its English name from the sound of a ping pong ball bouncing that is employed as a percussion track right through the song as well. Imagine the poor guy who had to keep playing that. Yeah, all the way through the song. He screws up in the middle of it. Loses a point. Iglesias generally refers to the song as just simply Do You Know, as it was his record label's insistence to add on the ping pong song in parentheses for the obvious sound of a ping pong ball bouncing to start the song and set the beat. And why? Well, to make it more distinctive and more marketable as well. Didn't do too badly, did they, really? Right, time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? the British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Just like the words that wouldn't rhyme, lost in the desert of time. Time waits for no one at all, no, not even you. You thought you'd seen it all before, you really thought you knew. I don't remember what we said in the confusion that night. I only know what's on my mind, what's in the future we will decide and guide. Time waits for no one alone, no, not even you. Seen it all before. You really thought you knew. A shattered illusion. A fortune staring at fate. But darling, now I know it. Life could never be the same.
I'm reaching up, reaching up.
Moody Blues and Driftwood. Breakfast show time, 19 after the hour 8 o'clock. Can take one more. After which we're going to check in, see what Ingrid is up to up there in Estados Unidos. Looking after Mum, good girl. Mr. Jackson Brown and somebody's baby here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And let's see if we can check in with Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's humpity hump day. Hump, 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 humpity hump. Yes, it is. And tomorrow is Turkey Lurkey Day. Whoo, well, my brother just drove in from the big city. The big city is mighty pretty, but it ain't got what we got. No siree. He just drove in from Columbus, Ohio. Yep. So I have figured out my nickname for my big bro, but that may be just it, my big bro. So I got my big bro, my sister, my mom, my dad here, and you know we're going to have Thanksgiving tomorrow. Oh, yes. It's going to be interesting since my sister's a vegan and she's the one cooking the turkey lurkey. My mom is doing very much better. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm very happy about that. She's doing much, much better. I'm so tickled. Helping out around the house. Today we're going to have them take out one of her IV lines. We're going to have a house cleaner come today because I'm not sweeping floors. I'm looking after my mama. Yeah, so I'm happy about that. My brother's going to take my father over to get my mother's hearing aids fixed. I mean, it's just like A plus B equals C minus D divided by 3 times 4. I mean, that's the calculation of getting everything coordinated here. And unfortunately, my father's going to have a tooth pulled today before Thanksgiving. So go figure. I said, well, maybe he's going to eat a lot of turkey gravy with some mashed taters. Because soft food is what he's going to be putting in his boca. Looks like I'm going to try to fly home, and I hope I can get from the airport to my house, and then from my house to my home in El Valle. I'm hoping that'll be not a problem, but I'll probably end up driving about midnight, same like I did on the way into town, on the way out of town. I'm keeping track of what's going on from my friends and from the videos that I'm seeing. You guys be safe there, you know? Everybody needs to just take a deep breath and kind of calm down a little bit. We just want everybody to be safe. All right, until tomorrow, which is Turkey Day, I'm wishing you all a wonderful Wednesday, and back to you in the studio.
Ghost town.
Yes, indeed. Remember that one? I remember that one originally. That was from the specials. But that particular version, yeah, Duran Duran off of their new album, recently out, which is called Dance Macabre. So, good track. But, for me personally, it's a cover, but it's not sufficiently different. If you're going to cover something, you should really try to make it a bit different, just changing the voices. But everything seemed pretty much the same. We were talking earlier about tennis. Well, yes, well, we were talking about, was it Billie Jean King, was born in this day, 1943, but born on this day in 1967, we've got a former number one professional tennis player from Germany. Yes, you've got it, Boris Becker, 1967, born on this day, 22nd of November. He is a six-time Grand Slam singles champion, an Olympic gold medalist, and the youngest ever winner of the men's singles title at Wimbledon at the age of, oh, wait for it, 17. Terrible. It's incredible, really, isn't it? Talk of the town, The Pretenders.
Such a drag to want something sometime. One thing leads to another, I know. Was a time I wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. You arrived like a day, just like a cloud. I made a wish. Said it out loud, loud in the crowd. Everybody heard, was the talk of the town. It's not my place to know what you feel. I'd like to know, but why should I? Who were you then? Who are you now? Well, call me later by night, by day eyebrows. Back in my room, I wonder that I sit on the bed and look at the sky. Up in the sky, how do you behave? Like the talk of the town. Call the shots and they follow. I watch you steal from a distance and go back to my room. You'll never know. I want you. I want you, but now it's the talk of the town.
My past, the filthy black.
and all your dreams are crushed. When the whole
on their new album called Hackney Diamonds, the album. This is Whole Wide World. It is, of course, the Rolling Stones. Here's another octogenarian for you. I think that's how you say it, isn't it? Octogenarian. Cliff Richard. And this track is the Marmaduke.
Have you seen your brother Luke? Took him off to fight a war. Together we will laugh no more. He was born for her, you see. Now he's gone for eternity. I say, Luke, he gave all his love and a son to be proud of.
And gold, oh, yeah. With a full eclipse and a moon lit like woe.
Everything blurred, mixing all that smoke with the gray goose. Penny bag it on the bar, tie both my hands on you. Take a picture of my figure. Catch a glimpse. I'm the king to your car, babe. If you lose me, then baby, good luck. I'm the king to your trick, mate. Still yours, though, baby, you won. I'm the bubbles in your champagne. Could be tight like you're holding your cup. I'm the king to your car, babe. Whoa, whoa, know that you need me.
And Ava Max there. It's called Car Keys. They're in there somewhere. A good track. I like it. Time on The Breakfast Show. 17 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Sorry about that. when I was rummaging, as I do through my music collection last night, because, you know, one gets to a certain age when you you sort of start reminiscing and thinking back over things, and you know, I was thinking of all the amazing places that I've been lucky to go to and see and explore, and I suddenly sort of realised, listening to this track from Madonna, and it's so true what they say: the world is but a stage, and we are the actors on it. And you go to one place, have such a great time, go back again, it's not quite the same.
This used to be my childhood dream. This used to be the place I ran to whenever I was in need of a friend. Why did it
I was in need.
The noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, love is walk or camp road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys. With the ball and bends, only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the cannons and mo. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
Thank you.
a lot of the places I remember around about London. One she mentions at the beginning, Brick Lane. I remember my dad taking me there as a little kid for a curry. He couldn't work out what was the matter with me until he found out that I was eating a vindaloo curry, and I must have been about 13. Didn't do me very much good, I tell you. Anyway, reflections of my life. And that is what this is called. Comes from Marmalade.
The changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
What on earth has happened to the Beatles? I'll tell you, well, this might be just some fluff. Let me get some. Let's try it again. Well, the needle's all right, but the deck seems to have gone slow. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Tell you what, you got to chuckle, haven't you, really? Either that or cry. I don't know what happened to the track, but you see, it's an old Beatles record. And the thing is, first of it, you know, you get a bit of fluff on the needle, so you blow that off, and then you find out you've forgotten to wind it up. Oh, anyway, that's live radio for you. Lovely to be with you, boys and girls. The time, we're just making our way to the top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the morning.
Absolutely, and great to be with you this morning. It is Wednesday morning, November the 22nd, and we're just making our way to 14 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Listening to that guy in the news, he does go on, doesn't he?
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yeah.
the best place to be in the mornings.
That's getting a lot of play over there in the UK right now. It's Jordan Rake, and he's from New Zealand. He's a New Zealand Australian musician, singer, songwriter, and record producer, currently based over there in London in the United Kingdom. He's also released, by the way, you might have heard under the name of Dan Kay. Anyway, that was called Flowers, and as I say, getting some good airplay on BBC Radio 2 over there in the UK. And before that, Boss Gags and Miss Sun. Well, we're going to take one more piece of music, then we're going to be talking to Miss Yasmin.
place I know you wanna go is a good life.
City and Good Life, coming off of one of the Ministry of Sound albums that I have sort of nestled away here. Right, time on the breakfast show too. It is exactly 28 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to say good morning and WTW to Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It is WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Thursday, then Friday, Saturday.
Well, we miss Andres today.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was he supposed to be in this morning? Andreas, rings a bell. Because we got some goodies to give away. But I tell you what, we are going to wait till Andreas is back. If he's not back next week, we'll give them away.
Okay.
Minus the badge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the badge will have disappeared by then.
No.
We've got a nice giveaway to do. We're going to wait for Andreas. It's from the movie that we went to see the last week, wasn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yes,
mm-hmm.
indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the balance, the Ballad of the Songbird and the Snake? If I remember,
yeah, that's exactly.
It. Hey, my memory's not bad, really, for an old bugger, an old person. So, what have you got lined up for today? Any exciting events you're going to today?
Well, no, I just have to go to the foundation to take some photos mm-hmm. and videos,
mm-hmm.
and I just realized Iglesia del Carmen is closed, I mean the road,
Oh, well, the teacher's out again.
So, I guess so. It's going to be fun how I'm going to get there.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting because you probably heard in the news today, the Minister of Education, Madam Villalobos, said that she called them back to work last week.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
And she said that she's not going to pay them. And I think she's absolutely correct. Because they're on strike. It's not an official strike. There is no reason to be on strike right now. Not until after the judgment we're waiting for. And if you don't go to work, you don't get paid. It's as simple as that. And if the unions want you on the street, the unions have to pay you. All right? So go back to work and teach the kids. The people that are suffering from this is the kids, isn't it? Yes.
Exactly.
They're not being educated. I mean, how selfish. I mean, really, 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 really. It's terrible, you know. So don't go to work, no pay. Tell the union to pay you if they want you on the streets. But they've got a good percentage of teachers that have gone back to work, so do check with your local school.
Exactly, yeah.
And I tell you what, teachers, well, why don't the parents go and confront them? That's what I say. Go to, why aren't you teaching my kids? Why are you on the street? Mr. Grumpy. So, okay, well, that's your day sorted out. I've got a doctor's appointment for this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Just following up on the one from last week. So nothing nothing untoward. Just going to have a little procedure eventually. But, yeah, so that's my day. Rearranging furniture again, I expect. I don't know what to do.
That's
so,
it.
So, yeah, that's it. Have we got anybody born on this day in the world of music?
Oh, yes. We got, let me tell you, the first one is Opal Corney Jr., singer with 50 doo-wop group, The Spaniels.
50s doo-wop. Does that mean he sounds with a deep voice?
I have.
Ding! Oh, that's the triangle.
Their 1954 hit "Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night" was featured in such films as Three Men and a Baby and American Graffiti. The Spaniels became one of the first artists to sign with BJ Records, the first large independent Afro-American owned record label.
So we see it again.
Oh,
you
yes,
think he's one
that.
Of those?
Yeah.
Should we see?
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Mother, oh, and your father like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to
to the house. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
It's not deep enough. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's better. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got practice as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've got practice. It's nearly that time of year again. Anyway, that's my. I was going to be an actor, you know. But there weren't many openings for Father Christmas.
Mm-hmm. When are you going to start with the Christmas songs?
In January.
No.
I'm going to start. I normally start after Mother's Day, actually. But
okay.
Yeah, because they've started Christmas in the shops fairly early, haven't
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think it's everybody's desperate to make money. Don't blame them either. Rose drops a line. Good morning to you, Rose. She says,
"Good morning, Rose."
Yeah, she says they should not be paid. This is going back to what we're saying about teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They are interfering with people's lives and the kids. Besides the poor education they get. The Supreme Court just on Friday goes into permanent session, so it'll be worse starting that day. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So the kids are suffering, and it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing that all day now. Hello, Lala. Lala's the parrot, by the way, if you just joined us. So, who else we got born on this day in music?
Uh-huh, the next one is Floyd Smith. He was born in 1943. Drummer with Three Dog Night, who had the 1970 UK number 3 and US number 1 single with a cover of the Randy Newman song, Mama Told Me Not to Come. The band scored 21 Billboard Top 40 hits, with 3 hitting number 1 between 1969 and 1975.
Yeah, they got some great records mm-hmm. coming out. This one does not start.
Mama told me, 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 mama
there we go. Yes, Three Dog Night. Mm-hmm. Mama told me not to come.
Very nice.
It is. I like that song. Mm-hmm. Great. Great mm-hmm. band. Yes. We've got some more of their tracks. I'll put something else in tomorrow as well. You know, earlier on, you probably weren't paying attention, but I was reminiscing mm-hmm. about, you know, sort of thinking about things I'd done, and I played Madonna's This Is My Playground.
Mm-hmm.
And playing that first song, which was Good Night, Sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Good Night. Reminded me, because I was telling you earlier when I wasn't on the mic, and saying about, you know, when my parents sort of split up when I was about 9, and we ended up, my mother and I were living with we had 6 of us. We had my grandmother, my granduncle, my grandpa, my aunt, my mother, and myself, mm-hmm. all living together. And they were really, really happy times. And I whispered, because I was tiny then. I was, mm-hmm. It was before it was, No, that's right. It's when they split up, not when I went to boarding school, because mm-hmm. nobody sang to me in boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother used to tuck me in at night, and she would sit on the end of my bed, and she would sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Goodnight, Sweetheart.
Oh.
But it wasn't that song. It was another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminded me, so I thought, let me dig it out. And here's Goodnight, Sweetheart, sang by Dean Martin.
Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, sleep will banish sorrow. Tears and parting may make us forlorn, but with the dawn a new day is born. Good night, sweetheart, though I'm not beside you. Good night, sweetheart, still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart, good night.
Sing that to me and send me to sleep.
No, that's cute.
She didn't have an orchestra though. She just did it on her own. But I always remember that. Always remember that song. It's an old one. I'll check out and see how long ago that song came out. Anyway, just reminiscing really. Well, this is the Little River Band. What a coincidence. Hey, yes. Have a great day.
Thank you too, and everybody.
And we'll be back with everybody tomorrow, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course we will. Yes. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're just 15 and a half before the hour 10.
Friday night.
Reminiscing. If you are keeping an eye on the time, I've got about 6.5 minutes to go. Not that I'm counting the time at all. We've got precious moments to go. And singing about precious moments is Swing Out Sister.
Precious words are all that I
Sister and Precious Words. Indeed. Dommy Dommy Nose. Love it. 5 minutes before the top of the hour, it's time for me to say goodbye for today. Well, sad that Andreas couldn't be with us this morning, but duty calls. Yes, he had a work meeting this morning, which, of course, is very important. Anyway, hopefully he'll be back with us next week. Thanks go out to Ingrid up there in Florida with Mum. The family's all getting together, getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. So have a great time talking about that tomorrow, won't we? Of course we will. And big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for doing all our background work on social media, etc., etc., etc. And a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. And don't forget, by the way, you can check all that out on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. All right, we keep our programs on there. You can always go and listen to them if you like punishment. Thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Again, he's looking after his mum. Good for him. Hopefully he will be joining us for the new year. Fingers crossed. So thanks to Neil, thanks to the boys and girls at Group of Grad who keep us up and running. And as always, of course, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. If you want to join us, just give us a WhatsApp on 677-18822. 677-18822. Stay tuned, by the way. You've got Two Chat SOSE coming up with Gigi. And, well, as for me, I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And what do we say? What do we want to be doing tomorrow? 7? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.